At first glance, the Mountain Equipment Co-op looks like your typical outdoor retailer. You've got the rows of protein bars and the freeze-dried camping food. Forest green backpacks hang from the wall, and candy-colored kayaks hang from the ceiling. But what makes this Canadian company unique is what you can't see. Almost everything, the displays, the floors, even the concrete, is environmentally friendly. Architect Linda Chapman designed the store, which is in Ottawa, Canada's capital. She says part of her assignment was to reuse as much as she possibly could.
A lot of the steel structure that you see, the steel beams and the steel joists here, are all from the old building that was on site here. It actually saved us time because there was a real backlog and delay from ordering steel at the time that we were building.
Being environmentally responsible is part of Mountain Equipment Co-op's mission. It's a non-profit cooperative. Its 1.5 million members pay a small fee and have a say in how the company is run. Mountain Equipment's Mark Van Coy says their members want the company to reflect their own environmental values.
They're the ones who are really out there hiking, kayaking, canoeing, rock climbing, and it's in their interest. I mean, most people realize the connection to environmental stewardship and the outdoors, that if you aren't an environmental steward, you're going to lose your wilderness and the outdoors and the places that you like to do those things.
That mission resonates with customers such as Trevor. He's been a member of Mountain Equipment Co-op for almost 20 years.
It shows me they're forward-looking. They've got a keen sense of awareness about themselves and the environment. Good corporate citizenry, if you will. I'm very comfortable here.
The Mountain Equipment Co-op has built 8 stores, each greener than the last. When the Ottawa store was finished in 2000, it became the greenest retail building in Canada. In fact, there are too many features to mention. They seem to permeate every section of the building. It ranges from wood floors salvaged from local barns to high-tech meters that control the intake of fresh air. Mark Van Coy says it cost an extra 10% to construct the building, but they'll get that back in energy savings over the next decade. And he says that's a key point in trying to persuade others to follow their lead.
Obviously, if it was twice as much to build the same building with the green building practices as it would be through standard construction practices, it wouldn't be worth it, because even as a demonstration building, nobody in their right mind is going to look at it and say, oh, well, it's a nice idea, but it costs twice as much. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Van Coy gives lots of tours to architects and business people, but the building industry has been slow to adopt the idea. One of the biggest challenges is the way that buildings are typically constructed. Architects often come up with a plan without consulting the engineer or the construction manager. But in this case, they all sat down together from day one. They discussed each step in the process. The approach is called integrated design, and architect Linda Chapman says it ensured the environment was considered at every step along the way. She describes how the group chose materials to use in the walls.
In terms of which one would have the highest recycled content, which one would have the best price, which one would be easiest to build. So that's how decisions were made as a group.
The Mountain Equipment Co-op did receive a grant from the Canadian government, but funding for this kind of project has mostly dried up. Still, proponents say interest in green buildings is growing. According to the U.S. Green Building Council, 5% of new commercial buildings last year met its strict environmental standards. Retail stores such as Starbucks, Williams-Sonoma, and The Gap have already built or plan to build green stores. In Canada, the Mountain Equipment Co-op has added 2 more. They're even more energy efficient and were built without government help. They say if a non-profit outdoor retailer can do it, a lot of other companies can as well. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.